ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. The Teamsters Union says Amazon is refusing to negotiate as almost 10,000 contract workers are on strike. Like these walking a picket line in Alpharetta, Georgia, in suburban Atlanta. They're demanding safer work conditions, higher wages, better benefits. Union Starbucks says tomorrow, baristas in Boston, Dallas, Fort Worth, and Portland, Oregon will join others on strike in Chicago, Seattle, and Los Angeles. Union claims the company pulled out of a deal. Starbucks says the union's demands are unsustainable. The FAA investigating after drones collided and fell into a crowd during a holiday drone show over Lake Eola in Orlando, Florida, Saturday. Was captured on a cell phone recording. A 7-year-old injured, rushed to the hospital for emergency heart surgery after a drone hit him in the chest. Tiger Woods' son, Charlie, got his first hole-in-one at the PNC tournament in Orlando, Florida. He and his dad came in second to Bernard Langer and his son. This is ABC News. Dozens of people remain in hospitals in Germany following the deadly Christmas market massacre Friday. At least 5 people were killed, including a 9-year-old child. ABC's Tom Sufi Burridge in Magdeburg, Germany.
The local prosecutor confirming a social media account believed to belong to the suspect, which includes posts that engage in conspiracy theories, is a part of the investigation. German officials saying a motive is still unclear, but said the suspect's psychological state is being examined.
ABC's Tom Sufi Burridge in Germany. Last day's shopping tips from ABC News business correspondent Alexis Christophorus.
Best Buy has last-minute doorbusters like Apple's 10th-generation iPad, now back near its all-time low price of $279. So you save $70 and you get 3 months of Apple Music and Apple TV Plus for free. And Nordstrom is having its half-year sale with up to 60% off.
Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
It's your WRCO Hometown Weather Watch, sponsored by the Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765. You don't need 20% down to get into your dream home.
Today's forecast calls for high temperatures to be in that upper 30-degree range with a slight chance of drizzle as the day goes on. 40% chance also later on today by late morning. Some roads and sidewalks could get a thin layer of ice on them. Also a southeast wind at 5 to 8 miles per hour. Mostly cloudy tonight, a low of 24. More clouds than sun tomorrow and a high of 33. 25 Tuesday night, and for Christmas Day, plenty of clouds, but quiet and warmer than normal, a high of 36. Thursday, a high near 40, gloomy and mild, scattered drizzle possible. And for Friday, 45 degrees with some light rain. By Saturday, 51. Right now at WRCO Studios, we have a south-southwest wind at 3 miles per hour. Following a daytime high of 28 yesterday, we were at 29 right around the midnight hour. Again, we're at 28 degrees this morning. That's how it goes weather-wise today, Monday, December 23rd. It is now time to officially begin the broadcast day.
Say, can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight o'er the ramparts were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner
We start today in a positive way, Sounds of the Season from John Gary, and before that, a national anthem performed by Mr. Alan Jackson. We trust it was a good weekend for you. Phil Knee with you down the old trail. And to keep you company today, we have lots of things to tell you about. We have Monday Night Football tonight on the radio as well. The Packers getting ready for the Saints. The Saints were officially eliminated from playoff contention yesterday, so we'll see how that one goes tonight. Could be a chilly one at Lambeau Field, as it always is in December, but more about that later on, and we'll check sports in about 10 minutes this morning. Otherwise, we'll get you going with some Sounds of the Season and some songs to get you going with the chores today. This is Gene Autry.
When the jolly old man with his bag of toys and his beard of snowy white stops at your house to make your Christmas bright, don't look out the window and don't wait by the door. He'll be coming down the chimney like he always did before. When you hear his sleigh bells, don't look front or back. He'll be coming down the chimney with a sack upon his back. If you wrote your letter to Santa and you're good, you'll find your stockings all filled up with the things you hoped you would. So don't look out the window and don't wait by the door. He'll be coming down the chimney. Yes, by gosh, by Jiminy, he'll be coming down the chimney like he always did before.
So don't look out the window and don't wait by the door. He'll be coming down the chimney. Yes, by gosh, by Jiminy, he'll be coming down the chimney like he always did before.
Don't look out the window and don't wait by the door. He'll be coming down the chimney like he always did before. When you hear his sleigh bells, don't look front or back. He'll be coming down the chimney with a sack upon his back. If you wrote your letter to Santa and you're good, You'll find your stockings all filled up with the things you hoped you would. So don't look out the window and don't wait by the door. He'll be coming down the chimney. Yes, by gosh, by Jiminy, he'll be coming down the chimney like he always did before.
Merry Christmas to you and your loved ones. May this season of giving bring peace to your heart, joy to your soul, and magic to your days. As the new year draws near, we hope it's filled with love, health, and all the things that make life wonderful. Happy holidays from Center Pharmacy, Richland County Bank, Ash Creek Plumbing, Heating, and Electric, and Burnham Lumber.
I'll be home for Christmas. You can count on me. Please have snow and mistletoe and presents under the tree. Christmas Eve will find me where the love light gleams. I'll be home for Christmas, if only in my dreams. I'll be home, if only in my dreams. I'll be home, I'll be home, if only in my dreams. I'm dreaming tonight of a place I love even more than I usually do. And although I know it's a long road back, I promise you I'll be home for Christmas. You can count on me. Please have snow and mistletoe and presents under the tree. Christmas Eve will find me
Rascal Flatts on the Light in the Milk House Show. I'll be home for Christmas. 28 degrees at WRCO Radio. A reminder today that Good Shepherd Church in Viroqua will offer a free community meal coming up between 5 and 6:30. All are welcome to attend. Richland Center's Rotary Lights in the Park continue through New Year's Eve. The exhibit will be open and with walkthroughs from 6 to 6:50, drive-throughs from 7 until 9. The Rotary Club is in need of volunteers to work at the event coming up Thursday, December 26th and Tuesday, December 31st. If you or a group can help out, you can certainly call 608-391-0770 or email Rotary Foundation of RC gmail.com. A reminder from today's community calendar, 5:15 on a Monday morning.
Oh, it's the time to be jolly with the mistletoe and holly and a happy, happy, happy face. There is something in the air again, a feeling we should share again, a warm, cozy place. We could start with just the two of us, or maybe just a few of us, then bring in the whole darn crew of us, the human race. If we just get together, we can laugh at the weather and fill the world with cheer. We could get something going, though, even though it's snowing, we can smile away a tear. There'll be so much love, happiness, we'll be busting to say that we feel very, very kinda extraordinary this merry Christmas day.
It's the time to be jolly with the mistletoe and holly and a happy, happy, happy face. There is something in the air again, a feeling we should share again, a warm and cozy place. We can start with just the two of us, or maybe just a few of us, then bring in the whole darn crew of us.
Just get together, we can laugh at the weather and fill the world with cheer. We could get something going, so even though it's snowing, we can smile away a tear. There'll be so much love, happiness, we'll be busting to say that we feel very, very kind of extraordinary this merry Christmas.
Always time for Bing during the holiday season. Bing Crosby on WRCO Radio. Sports coming up, and the aerobic polka is percolating as well.
Wagner Auto is your hometown family-owned towing service. When your vehicle needs a tow, they can handle it, no matter the size. Rely on professional 24-hour towing service with reasonable rates, all from the local towing company you can trust. Wagner Auto, 647-3443.
Calves were steady, slaughter cows stronger at this past Wednesday sale at the Mathis Farms Auction Market in Biola. Holstein bull calves sold up to $710 with the black crossbred calves up to $895. Better conditioned cows sold from $1 to $1.15. Thinner, poor yielding cows 70 to 91. Due to the New Year's falling on Wednesday this year, we have changed our holiday sale schedule. New Year's week, our sale will be on Friday, January 3rd. With slaughter cows, calves, bred beef cows, and feeder cattle. Wednesday, January 8th, we will get back to our regular Wednesday sales schedule, selling slaughter cows, calves, and hay. We certainly appreciate all of our patrons for their business this past year. Darren, Colton, and Jim look forward to being your livestock market in the coming year. All of us at Mathis Farms Auction Market in Biola wish you and your family a Merry Christmas.
On Monday, January 6th, 2025, join Partners for Prevention for the Community Dinner and Strength in Connections event at the Richland Center High School Auditorium. The evening kicks off at 5:30 p.m. with a delicious free dinner prepared by Jody Presch featuring roasted turkey, mashed potatoes, and all the fixings. After dinner, stay for an inspiring talk at 6:30 with parent coach Mary Gugisberg, who grew up in Waniwak. This special event is an opportunity for parents, caregivers, and community members to come together to explore how we can foster true belonging and strength in connections. There's no cost to attend, but please RSVP by January 2nd, 2025 by calling 647-6131 extension 1516 by the 2nd of January. Come for the meal, stay for the conversation, and leave feeling inspired to build a more connected, inclusive community. Don't miss the community dinner and strength in connections event Monday, January 6th at RCHS. Call today to reserve your spot, 647-6131 extension 1516.
Down to the final days of shopping. This is Jamie at J.J. Walsh Jewelers, and I have to tell you, we still have so much jewelry left for your Christmas loved ones. Hundreds of gold rings with diamonds or gemstones, so many diamond earrings, small or large, fancy or simple. One-of-a-kind, gorgeous gemstone pieces that only one person on Earth can own. And of course, diamond bracelets that sparkle like the twinkle in her eyes. No matter your budget, no matter their age, we have some awesome gifts for Christmas. Full no-interest financing available with approved credit. J.J. Walsh Jewelers, Downtown Richland Center.
An update on sports is sponsored by the WRCO Sports Boosters. Jared Goff and the Lions borrowed a trick from Jordan Love and the Packers to help beat the Bears. The moment of deceit came on the third quarter play in a 34-17 victory. The Lions faked a fumble and Goff threw an interception, threw a touchdown pass, that is. Goff intentionally stumbled while dropping back, with Detroit players yelling, "Fumble!" and Jamar Gibbs pretending to dive for the ball. Goff then threw to Sam LaPorta for a 21-yard touchdown that made it 34-14. Two Lions players told ESPN that offensive coordinator Ben Johnson was inspired by a play from last season when the Packers' Jordan Love fumbled, picked up the ball, and completed a deep pass. Yesterday, elsewhere in the NFL, Atlanta 34, the Giants 7. It was Carolina 36-30 over Arizona in overtime. Cincinnati 24 and Cleveland 6. Indianapolis 38, Tennessee 30. The Rams 19, Jets 9. It was Washington 36-33 over Philadelphia. Minnesota 27, Seattle 24. Buffalo 24, New England 21. Las Vegas 19, Jacksonville 14. Miami beat San Francisco 29-17. And Dallas was a winner against Tampa Bay 26-24 last night, holding off Tampa Bay's chance at controlling its destiny in a playoff berth. Elsewhere yesterday, it was NBA action. Indiana 122, Sacramento 95. Houston over Toronto 114-110, and Denver 1 in overtime over New Orleans 132-129. Action from around the world of sports yesterday, and it was NHL action with Carolina 3-1 over the Rangers, Washington 3, Los Angeles 1, Florida 4, Tampa Bay 2, Anaheim 1 a shootout over Utah 5-4, Edmonton 3, Ottawa 1, Colorado 5-2 over Seattle. That's a look at sports.
Lust Auction Service. Bid, buy, and sell now at WisconsinSurplus.com. Auctions end daily. Don't miss out. Visit WisconsinSurplus.com today. Meister Log and Lumber Company. Buying logs and lumber throughout Wisconsin since 1936. Call Toby Witkowski, your local professional forest manager, at Meister Log and Lumber. And Schmidt Woodland Hills, a modern assisted living community that offers different levels of assistance based on need. It's more than living, it's living well at Schmidt Woodland Hills, Richland Center.
Welcome to Richland Family Restaurant Studios, where great music and good times meet.
If you're waking up wondering about winter weather and whatnot, the winter weather advisory was kind of pushed back last night. Initially, I think they were talking about 3 a.m., but now they've moved it to winter weather advisory from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. in Vernon, Richland, Sauk, and Iowa counties is where that advisory goes. For a 40% chance of scattered drizzle and snow showers by late morning, some roads and sidewalks could get a thin layer of ice on them. And today's high, 36. So I guess we better get the aerobic polka in before you slip. Here we go. One, two, three. Get with the beat.
Jolly holiday. Come on and dance the Merry Christmas polka. Another joyous season has begun. Roll out the Yuletide barrels and sing out the carols. A Merry Christmas, everyone. Santa sleigh. Together we will polka. Let everyone be happy and gay. Oh, it's the time to be jolly and deck the halls with holly. So let's have a jolly holiday. Come on and dance the Merry Christmas polka. Another joyous season has begun. Roll out the Yuletide barrels and sing out the carols. A Merry Christmas, everyone.
There you go, Steve Meisner and the Merry Christmas Polka, right here. Good for what ails you this morning. Stretch it out a little bit. Ooh, ouch. And then get ready for the big holiday. Hopefully Santa Claus is good to you. I've been very, 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 very mediocre, but I'm doing my best I can.
Santa Claus and popcorn, jingle bells and reindeer horns. Christmas trees and mistletoe. Jesus loves me, this I know. Carolers singing silent night. Crosby dreams a Christmas white. We celebrate 'cause a king was born. With Santa Claus and popcorn, children dancing around the tree, sleigh bells ringing merrily, snowballs flying through the air. Happiness is everywhere. Carolers singing silent night. Crosby dreams a Christmas white. We celebrate 'cause a king was born. With Santa Claus and popcorn.
Santa Claus and popcorn, jingle bells and reindeer horns, Christmas trees and mistletoe.
Jesus loves me, this I know. Carolers singing silent night. Crosby dreams a Christmas white. We celebrate 'cause a king was born. With Santa Claus and popcorn.
Santa Claus and popcorn, jingle bells and reindeer horns, Christmas trees and mistletoe.
Jesus loves me, this I know. Carolers singing silent night.
Merle Haggard on WRCO with Sounds of the Season today.
Shoppers can wrap up their holiday shopping with red-hot savings at Walsh's Ace in Richland Center in Muscadet. From now through the 24th, the helpful team is brightening the season with daily deals. Today's sale, it's the bucket sale. Fill a bucket and save big on everything that fits inside. Don't miss the Wrap It Up in Red savings event at Walsh's Ace, the helpful place for holiday savings in Muscadet and Richland Center.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Richland County Bank in downtown Richland Center has been a partner in creating opportunities for local people and businesses since 1881. That's a lot of different loans for a lot of different people in a lot of different circumstances, but all decided the same way by local people at your local hometown independent bank, the Richland County Bank. See what a local bank can do for you. Richland County Bank, downtown Richland Center. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
28 degrees at WRCO Studios today on the Wirtz Floor and Home Thermometer. A winter weather advisory from 9 this morning through 3 this afternoon for our immediate area with a possibility of some scattered drizzle or snow showers. A high later of 36, tonight 24, 33 Tuesday, and Christmas Day a high of 36 degrees. Good morning, it is 5:30.
This farm news and market update on WRCO is sponsored in part by McFarland's of Sauk City, taking care of the biggest farm equipment to your home, garden, tractor. McFarland's, where service is a family tradition.
I'm Nicole Haslip with Agribusiness News. I'm Brownfield. Team up with Pioneer brand PowerCore Enlist Corn. Advanced above ground pest protection and winning yields. Your best year starts with Pioneer brand PowerCore Enlist Corn. The U.S. House of Representatives overwhelmingly passed a bill to keep the government open, provide financial aid to farmers, and extend the Farm Bill for another year. The bill passed late afternoon Friday would keep the federal government funded into March. The continuing resolution includes nearly $21 billion in disaster aid for farmers in both 2023 and 2024. It also allocates $10 billion in economic aid to farmers to offset the dramatic decline in farm income, high costs, and low commodity prices. It does not include a provision that would have allowed year-round sales of E15, nor does it include an expansion to the debt ceiling. The National Corn Growers Association says a dispute panel has ruled Mexico's 2023 ban of genetically modified corn imports violated its commitments under the United States-Mexico-Canada Agreement. Their organization and other commodity groups called on the U.S. Trade Representative to file the dispute. NCGA President Kenneth Hartman Jr. tells Brownfield.
We have a ruling and it's unanimously for the United States. So, you know, we've been working on this a long time. It's a big win for us. I mean, Mexico is our number one customer right now when it comes to buying our corn out of the country.
Hartman says they'll continue to work with USTR and the incoming Trump administration to ensure the ruling is enforced. Harmon says Mexico has 45 days to react to the ruling. USDA's recent decision to begin testing raw milk for the H5N1 virus has producers and processors asking questions. One of those is, who's paying for the test? Dr. Keith Polson with the Wisconsin Veterinary Diagnostic Laboratory tells Brownfield that cost is covered.
There is USDA money to pay for those samples. Now, how specifically those samples are actually going to be taken will be up to the states, as far as my understanding.
When it comes to who can do the testing, Polson says there are still details that have to be worked out between the states and USDA.
The sampling, whether it is, let's say, a state milk inspector, or will the states or accredited veterinarians then train certified samplers? How we decide to do that, I think, will be maybe a little bit dependent on the state and what their industry is like.
Lastly, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says H5N1 has caused a Louisiana patient to have a severe illness, marking the first ever severe human case in the U.S. According to the CDC, the individual had exposure to sick and dead birds within backyard flocks. I'm Nicole Haslip with Brownfield.
Do weed control right the first time and deliver the knockout punch to weeds with Status Herbicide. Status Herbicide is the number one broadleaf herbicide for corn, going up against the toughest weeds in your fields. Use it as your frontline post-application in a tank mix with Zidua SC Herbicide for one heck of a knockdown that keeps HPPD-resistant weeds out for the rest of the season. Explore more at statusherbicide.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Serving the community for over 90 years. Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
Ready or not, Christmas is here. Richards Insurance encourages you to take a moment this Christmas season to remember those you love and to enjoy the blessings you have in life. This is the 91st Christmas for Richards Insurance. We are thankful for our clients and the blessings we share. I'm Dylan Lewis, and I want to wish you a Merry Christmas on behalf of the Richards Insurance team.
Serving the community for over 90 years. Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
Reedsburg Farmers Co-op understands that downtime is costly when you're busy in the field. When you need your auto or truck service, bring it to Reedsburg Farmers Co-op service station for a tune-up, oil change, tires, or transmission flush, along with brakes or exhaust. Do you have a busted hydraulic hose? They can help with that too. Call Mark at 524-3651 for an appointment. He's ready to keep you on the go. Reedsburg Farmers Co-op is ready to listen and serve any or all of your seed, feed, and service needs. See them today on South Walnut Street, Reedsburg.
A quiet Friday for direct cash cattle and cash hog business. Good morning, I'm Megan Grebner with your Brownfield Livestock Market Report. CattleCon is headed to San Antonio February 4th through the 6th. Visit convention.ncba.org to get registered and be part of the cattle and beef industry's largest gathering. Direct cash cattle trade ended the week quietly. Deals ranged from $302 to $311 stress, significantly higher than the previous week's weighted average basis in Nebraska. Live deals in the South are marked at $190 to $191. That's steady to a dollar higher than the prior week's weighted averages. At the winter livestock auction in Kansas, feeder steers 800 to 1,000 pounds or $3 to $5 higher. Steers 400 to 800 pounds or $3 to $10 lower, but five weights were steady. Feeder heifers 700 to 975 pounds were steady on light receipts. Heifers 400 to 700 pounds were $5 to $10 lower. Steer and heifer calves were not nearly as attractive as the previous week. The USDA says demand was good on feeders. Medium and large one feeder steers 650 to 659 pounds brought $280 to $292. Medium and large one feeder heifer 752 to 779 pounds brought $235 to $242. Box beef closed higher on a solid demand for moderate offerings. Choice was up $1.15 at $316.37. Select closed $3.38 higher at $283.86. Estimated cattle slaughter was 115,000 head, down 2,000 on the week and down more than 5,000 on the year. Cash hogs closed mixed with a fairly light negotiated run. It was a pretty lackluster end of the week. Processors were more aggressive in their procurement efforts earlier and likely had needed numbers on hand. Demand for U.S. pork on the global market has been strong despite sluggish export sales, but overall it's been helping provide some price support. Barrels and gilts at the National Daily Direct were down 9 cents with a weighted average of 78.93. The Iowa Minnesota closed 39 cents higher with a weighted average of 79.55, and the Western Corn Belt was up 28 cents with a weighted average of 79.37. Pork values closed sharply higher, up 230 at 94.61. Bellies were sharply higher, and estimated hog slaughter was 474,000 head, down 6,000 on the week and down a little more than 2,000 on the year. At the CME, live cattle were mixed on spread trade. Feeders were lower on profit taking, and lean hog futures ended the day higher, supported by sharply higher pork values during the session. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
Hello, this is Chase Hessen doing Tim Suck Auction Realty with Sarah Zoltz and upcoming events. Large squares topped at $180 a ton and large rounds topped at $65 a ton. Call 608-642-2802 for hay related needs. Watch for upcoming online only auctions. We have plenty coming up. Looking to buy or sell your real estate? Give us a call 608-723-4020 or go to www.timsuckauctionrealty.com. This is Chase Hessen. Have a great day.
Direct cattle markets were quiet Friday. Midwest butcher hogs were steady. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield market update. Farming's in your DNA and Stein's as well. Stein offers seed genetics developed by farmers for farmers. Stein has yield. Live life your way with Stein. Soybeans and corn continued their rally off the recent lows. January beans are up 11 and a half at 974 and a half. March was 12 and three quarters higher at 979 and a quarter. March corn was up 5.5 at 446 and a quarter. May was 5.5 higher at 451 and three quarters. Live and feeder cattle were higher ahead of the USDA's on feed numbers out after the close. February live was up 185 at 188.40. April was $1.52 higher at 190.12. January feeders were $1.12 higher at 255.60. And with pork higher at midday, February hogs were up $2.30 at 85.92. April lean was $1.90 higher at 90.52. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield market update.
Farm to Fork with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Bloomington Livestock Exchange, providing quality, commitment, and excellence in all cattle sales. Check the schedule and learn more at bloomingtonlivestock.com.
The head of the National Farmers Union says a farm bill needs to be passed now. That's next on Farm to Fork. Hurricanes Helene and Milton happened almost back-to-back, devastating a huge swath of the southeastern United States. Many farms and farming communities were affected. The American Red Cross and other organizations are accepting donations for relief efforts in those stricken communities. They can use your support. There's a link on the homepage at NorthShoreProductions.com if you'd like to help.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
A bunch of farm groups have sent me statements recently about the need to get a new farm bill passed, or in lieu of that, some sort of temporary assistance for farmers. Here's the president of the National Farmers Union, Rob LaRue.
I don't know whether you should call it a crisis of leadership or a failure of leadership, but it's beyond embarrassing that we don't have a farm bill completed right now.
LaRue told the South Dakota State Farmers Union convention that many people made campaign promises going into the November election, but he sees a lot of uncertainty right now.
Our job right now, certainly at National, and we'll be reaching out for help, is to recognize that there are going to be lots of places where we have some opportunities, and we need to grab those opportunities wherever they are.
But, says LaRue, further delay of a farm bill could be costly.
My worry about trying to get some of the other policy topics in there is that next year is not a good time to be writing a farm bill. Farmers need it now more than ever, and we're going to be needing a stronger safety net. We're going to be needing that certainty of permanent disaster. Next year, the tone is all going to be about finding ways to cut programs.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
Bloomington Livestock Exchange is a family-owned auction business with slaughter cattle sales every Tuesday morning at 8:30, offering a range of slaughter steers, heifers, bulls, cull cows, and quality baby calves. They also host feeder cattle sales every Friday morning at 9. This Friday, don't miss their combination sale featuring an all-Holstein and Angus cross sale. For more details, visit BloomingtonLivestock.com or give them a call at 608-994-2020. Bloomington Livestock Exchange, where quality meets tradition.
There's a place for H2A guest workers on a dairy farm, but milking cows isn't one of them. I'm Larry Lee with the Brownfield Dairy Update. An ag labor consultant says dairy farmers need to follow the rules when utilizing H2A guest workers. Sarah Black with Great Lakes Ag Labor Services tells Brownfield there are plenty of seasonal jobs on a dairy farm, but milking cows is not one of them.
Milking cows has to be done 365 days, but these workers can do everything else. They can help with planting, with harvesting, with hauling manure, with a lot of those types of activities on the farm that we don't do 365 days. So there is a role for H2A in dairy. You just can't put them in the parlor to milk cows.
Black says there are a lot of steps involved in H2A, and farmers that want to hire new H2A employees for planting season should not wait any longer.
Plan ahead at least 4 months before you want the guys to arrive, because you've got to figure out housing and get it inspected, and there are a lot of pieces that have to be in place before you even file the contract, and that has to be filed 75 days before the start date. So if you're thinking about H2A for next year and maybe in the spring, you ought to be working on it right now.
Black says farm managers that are new to hiring guest workers should make sure they are working with someone who knows the regulations and can help guide them through the many steps. Cash dairy prices were mixed Friday on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. Dry whey prices unchanged at 74 cents, one sale recorded. 40-pound cheese blocks down a quarter of a cent to 185 and a quarter with two sales. Cheese barrels unchanged at 176, four sales there. Butter went up 4.5 cents to 255.5 with seven sales recorded. Non-fat dry milk up 1.75 cents to 139.25 with eight sales. I'm Larry Lee with the Brownfield Dairy Update. Find more news online at Brownfield Ag News.
Ho, 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 and Merry Christmas from everyone at Walsh's. Hey, this is Brian. We will be open Christmas Eve day from 7:30 a.m. to 3 p.m. and close Christmas Day. And on New Year's Eve, we will be open from 7:30 a.m. to 3 p.m. and close New Year's Day at both our Richland Center and Muscadet stores. From all of us at Walsh's Ace, we wish you a very happy Christmas and a wonderful New Year.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Merry Christmas! And a heartfelt thank you to all the consigners, buyers, truckers, and employees for making 2024 a fantastic year at the Richland Cattle Center. Wishing you and your families a blessed and joyful Christmas Day. Quick reminder, there's no auction this week, but mark your calendar for Wednesday, January 1st, as we kick off the first auction of the new year at RCC. Cattle can be held at the Richland Cattle Center until January 1st. For more information, call Junior Hipch at 585-3700.
Good morning from WRCO. Is talking with meteorologist Tony Schumacher a little bit about the weather. The winter weather advisory has been pushed back a little bit till 9 this morning until 3 this afternoon. So that's a change to the forecast from when we hit the hay last night. And it looks like we're not maybe in line for quite as much as they thought we would be, but still could be conditions that would be causing some slippery roads a little bit later on. Also, it looks like a band of snow from La Crosse on upward later today, about midday or so, and that could be the case. If you happen to be traveling in that direction, you might come across some snow. Mostly cloudy tonight for our area, a low of 24, and Tuesday more clouds than sun, and a high of 33 degrees. Right now, it is 28 at the WRCO studios with a south wind around 3. Speaking of Tony, we'll get him in here with the official version of the forecast coming up in just a little while before the top of the hour at 6.
Together in every little town, everybody join us, give thanks, good luck and cheer, and sing with us tonight, and be with us all year. Church bells ring. What a lovely sound. Friends all get together in every little town. Everybody join us, give thanks, good luck and cheer, and sing with us tonight.
There you go, Bobby Rice and Lorraine Rice wishing you a happy holiday. And hopefully you have lots of wonderment, wondering whether Santa's going to be bringing you coal or not.
When I was just a wee little lad, full of health and joy, my father homeward came one night and gave to me a toy. A wonder to behold it was, with many colors bright. And the moment I laid eyes on it, it became my heart's delight. It went zip when it moved, bop when it stopped, whirr when it stood still. I never knew just what it was, and I guess I never will. The first time that I picked it up, I had a big surprise, for right on its bottom were two big buttons that looked like big green eyes. I first pushed one, then the other, then I twisted its lid, and when I set it down again, here is what it did. It went zip when it moved, bop when it stopped, whirr when it stood still. I never knew just what it was, and I guess I never will. It first marched left, then marched right, then marched under a chair. And when I looked where it had gone, it wasn't even there. I started to cry, and my daddy laughed, for he knew that I would find
When I turned around, my marvelous toy chugging from behind. It went zip when it moved, bop when it stopped, whirr when it stood still.
I never knew just what it was, and I guess I never will.
Now the years have gone by too quickly, it seems. I have my own little boy. And yesterday I gave to him my marvelous little toy. His eyes nearly popped right out of his head. He gave a squeal of glee.
Neither one of us knows just what it is, but he loves it just like me.
It still goes zip when it moves, and bop when it stops, and whirr when it stands still.
I never knew just what it was, and I guess I never will. I never knew just what it was, and I guess I never will.
Christmas is music and family in town. Christmas is Snoopy and Charlie Brown. It's anticipating that snow's gonna fall and praying for some place to park at the mall. It's mom going crazy cause the turkey got burned. It's saying thanks for some gift you'll return. Christmas is caroling kids at your door. It's paper and ribbon all over the floor. Christmas is coming. Christmas is near. I've been counting down the days all year. Christmas is almost here. Christmas is rooftops covered in lights. It's away in a manger. It's a wonderful life. Christmas is caring for those who've got nothing. It's dropping your change in the bell ringer's bucket. Christmas is coming. Christmas is near. I've been counting down the days all year. Christmas is almost fun things for sure, but Christmas is really, oh, so much more. It's good news of hope for the whole world because Christmas.
Francesca Battistelli on WRCL, the Light in the Milk House show today, giving you the Monday morning wake-up call.
Happy holidays from all of the crafters and consigners at the Creative Outlet in Richland Center.
Diamonds, rubies, sapphires, garnets, amethyst. What's your favorite jewelry? This is Jamie at J.J. Walsh Jewelers, and it's Christmas. We work all year to have the best jewelry at Christmas time. So many rings, necklaces, earrings that you might have a hard time choosing which one to get her, or maybe get her a full set of matching pieces. Full no-interest financing available with approved credit for those larger purchases. So, need a stocking stuffer or need a once-in-a-lifetime gift? We are here for your Christmas shopping needs. J.J. Walsh Jewelers, downtown Richland Center.
If you're thinking about buying a house or refinancing your current house, you need to write this number down, 738-8765. I repeat, 738-8765. This is Jason Schultz with the Schultz Mortgage Team. Rates are going to start coming down. And if you're one of the people that have been waiting to buy a house when rates come down, get pre-approved today, whether it's a VA loan for veterans, an FHA loan, a USDA, or a conventional loan, including first-time home buyers. You need to call 738-8765 and get pre-approved today and be ready when you find your next house.
Do you get fulfillment by helping others?
A career in healthcare may be for you. Schmidt Woodland Hills can make beginning or continuing your career in healthcare easier than you thought. A great way to start is through our CNA class held here on our campus. This six-week course will teach you everything that you need to know to get your certification. Let us help you grow your future. If you would like to get more information about this program, contact Tyler Kleist at Schmidt Woodland Hills today.
Reynolds Feed and Supply, LLC, has hay auctions every Saturday at noon. They have great buyer demand for large rounds, large squares, and small squares of hay. Reynolds Feed and Supply is your southwestern Wisconsin one-stop feed mill, which offers the best in animal nutrition and health supplies at competitive prices to meet your farming needs. For more information on buying and selling at the auction, be sure to check the website, reynoldslivestock.com, or call them at 623-2121. Also, see current Reynolds Feed and Supply deals on calf pre-starter, calf blankets, shavings, and corn cob bedding.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, serving Richland County and the area since 1881.
Good morning, this is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, we're watching for the possibility of some scattered light precipitation today. This weather system is turning out a bit weaker than earlier expected, so the threat of major icing has decreased, but still a chance of some patchy drizzle or freezing drizzle out there, so watch your travel conditions later this morning especially. Looks like the best chance of some accumulating snow will run from a strip from La Crosse over to Manitowoc in the midday and early afternoon, but we could see a touch of wet snow here as well. Otherwise, quiet weather coming up tomorrow and Christmas Day as well, just some cloud cover, temperatures several degrees above normal. It will turn increasingly warm late this week as warm air flows in from the southern plains ahead of a storm system. That will likely also bring us some rain as we get into Thursday night, Friday, and Saturday. Right now, it looks like about a third of an inch to maybe a half inch of rain possible. Of course, that plus the warm temperatures will melt our snow cover, unfortunately. We'll probably have to wait until sometime in early January to have a chance of some accumulating snow. So there is a winter weather advisory in place from 9 a.m. today through 3 p.m. in Vernon, Richland, Sauk, and Iowa counties. Cloudy today, high 36, 40% chance of scattered drizzle and snow showers by late morning. Some roads and sidewalks could get a thin layer of ice. Light south to southeast winds at 5 to 8, becoming northwest later on. Tonight, mostly cloudy, low 24. Tomorrow, more clouds than sun with a high at 33. Light easterly wind. For Christmas Day, plenty of cloud cover, but quiet and warmer than normal. High temperature 36. Thursday, gloomy and mild, with scattered drizzle possible, fog as well. Low 29, high 39. Periods of rain Friday into early Saturday, fog as well. High in the mid-40s Friday, 51 on Saturday. And Sunday, variably cloudy, high 46. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
You work hard every day to make ends meet and provide for the future. Scam artists also work hard, hoping to rob you of your hard work. Richland County Bank stands ready to answer your questions and help you protect yourself. The bank is echoing advice provided by the IRS. Throughout the year, taxpayers should watch for new versions of tax-related scams. One such scam involves fake property liens. It threatens taxpayers with a tax bill from a fictional government agency. The non-existent agencies might have a legitimate-sounding name like the Bureau of Tax Enforcement. There is no such agency. The scams may also reference the IRS to confuse potential victims into thinking the letter is from a real agency. For anyone who doesn't owe taxes and has no reason to think they do, they should contact the appropriate authorities. Taxpayers who do owe tax or think they might owe should review their tax account information and payment options at irs.gov. Reviewing tax account information online will show the taxpayer if they indeed owe the IRS and how much. If you need help, stop by Richland County Bank. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Currently in Richland Center, it is 28 degrees. Also, a look at yesterday's high, 28. A record high was set in 1887 on December 23rd at 58. The record low, 1989, it was 22 degrees below zero. Last year's high, 46, and the low, 40. Sunset will happen at 4:30 this afternoon and rise up again this morning around 7:31. Right now we have south winds at 3. Barometer is at 29.81. No precipitation today. We have cloudy skies, and after that high of 29 today, it is 28 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Where others have their branches, we have our roots.
WRCO-FM in Richland Center, where the news at 6, is sponsored by Whitaker's Market, the destination grocery for bargain hunters in Hillsboro.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. 40 million people passing through airport security checkpoints between December 19th and January 2nd. The weather causing a lot of delays this holiday travel week for flyers. And a fast-moving storm traveling between the Midwest